You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. And Bill, the Rays avoided a sweep on Sunday against the Yankees because the bats came out in a big way as they win 12-3, 15 hits in the game, and it capped really what was kind of a wild weekend in the Bronx when you talk about Alex Rodriguez's last game in pinstripes on Friday. And then on Saturday, the Yankees honored their 96th World Series championship team. And then on Sunday, it was Mariano Rivera Day, and the Rays were there for all of it. Did it feel festive being at Yankee Stadium all weekend, Bill?
Festive and hot. Actually, Tropicana Field feels really good today.
Yeah, sometimes air conditioning can really come through. Yeah, and being here in New York, it's been really bad and humid as well. But the offense comes through on Sunday, as I mentioned, Bill, and it seemed like everybody kind of got into the act on Sunday, the big bats and everybody else, some big days all around. This team kind of needed that, didn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? To me, it's a microcosm of the season. It's like they beat the brains out of the other team or they don't win. I mean, it seems like it's a really feast or famine offense this year, and I know they probably like to see it. You're never going to say, geez, you don't want to beat them by that many runs. But it's almost like, I wish I could portion out some of those runs for some of the other games.
Yeah, save it for the next week for sure. Matt Duffy, one of the players that got things going, 2-for-5 in his third start now with the Rays, a couple of runs scored. He drove in a run. Is he 100% right now, Bill? Is he still kind of playing hurt with that injury?
I asked him that the other night after his first game because at one point I thought he was kind of pulling up on the way to first base, but he said he felt fine. He said once he saw that he was out, he kind of downshifted. But I think so far he's been exactly what, they thought they were going to get. And I think going forward to next year, you look around and things look pretty good there in the infield. I mean, you got Longo, looks like he's had a resurgence. Duffy looks like he's pretty darn consistent out there. You got Forsythe at second, and then Miller at first. It looks pretty good. I mean, and who knows what happens if maybe Miller decides to bulk up a little bit in the offseason and become even more of a power threat. But he's played pretty well at first so far, and he just keeps hitting the homers.
How much effort, how much extra work has Miller kind of been putting in to just get a little more comfortable over there at first?
Oh, I think he does a lot. I mean, I think this guy is the true pro. And I know everybody thinks first base is an easy position, but you can look bad there in a hurry if you don't know where you're going on cutoff plays and where to break when the runner's going and all different kinds of things. So, everybody assumes just because he's a shortstop, it's easy. He's been busting his butt over there to learn that position.
Yeah, and it's a little different fielding a grounder off the bat and fielding a throw in the dirt from third base or shortstop. And, I mean, at first base, you have the opportunity to make the rest of the infield look really good. And for him to do it so quickly, did he have any experience playing first earlier in his career?
He did not. And I'll add another part of that. I was talking to the infield coach, Tom Foley, yesterday. And, he said he's been putting his work in and he's been pretty impressed with it. But he says also it's a difference being on the other side of the field. The ball just comes off the bat differently on both sides of the field from right-handers and left-handers. So that's another big adjustment. But I think they're pretty happy with what he's done so far.
Now, obviously, when they decided to put Duffy at shortstop and move Miller, the thought is that Duffy will be a better shortstop than Miller was. From what you've seen, I realize it's just a few games so far that he's played, but does he look to have the potential to be more of an upside shortstop than what they had with Miller over there?
Well, in some respects, it's kind of hard to say at this moment because Miller had a really good defensive month his last month. But this guy catches everything, makes all the plays. It's almost like the umpire you forget about. You don't know who the umpire is behind home plate because he hadn't made any mistakes. So, plays are getting made, and I think there's a little more of a reliability factor. So I think he's going to be the real deal here. So I think that makes that Moore trade look a lot better.
Yeah, certainly. And I know Miller voiced that he didn't like, didn't love the move to first, but he's obviously done everything they've asked to move over there. Has he spoken anything more about that? I know he also got a chance to have a conversation with Duffy before when Duffy first came over and before he rehabbed. I guess that's an important part of it, is that these two guys kind of get along in that clubhouse when one guy kind of took the other guy's job, in a sense.
Yeah, and you know what? Duffy's kind of been through it before, even though he didn't really have his job taken away. When he went to the majors, he was basically told, you have to move to third base because we've got Brandon Crawford at shortstop. But, I think to the man, everybody in the Rays clubhouse would tell you they love Brad Miller. You know, he's just a great teammate. And I think they respected him for saying, what was on his mind, not liking getting moved from shortstop. And then, of course, I'm not surprised at all that those two guys, spoke about it just to make sure there was no, hard feelings, because Duffy is supposed to be, from everything I understand, a great teammate. So to see those two guys getting along is not really a stretch.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way to handle it as far as Miller goes. Let people know, hey, I'm not thrilled about this, but then you be the good teammate and you go and you do it and you work hard at it. To put a bow on that trade, Bill, the Rays won't receive compensation for Lucius Fox, which I don't think is a surprise, but it was kind of a weird situation with Fox. Upon arrival, I guess the Rays kind of learned that he had a bruise on the foot. Doesn't seem like a serious thing, though. Was at the end of the day, it seems like this is the way it probably was likely to turn out from the start, that the injury wasn't big enough that the Rays were going to be able to get anything else as far as compensation.
And probably the bottom line in this whole thing is they really like the player. So, maybe bark a little bit, just to make sure that they're not getting taken advantage of. But, it sounds like they really like this Fox. So, once they kind of came, kind of had their discussion about it, I guess it turned out all right.
Yeah, just kind of let the world know that they weren't thrilled with how the whole thing kind of went down. Bill, is Nick Franklin finally kind of figuring things out? I mean, his average right now, obviously he's limited in the time he's had in the major leagues, but his slash line right now real good. The average 281. He hit a home run over the weekend, 20 RBIs in 30 games. Does he seem more comfortable at the major league level?
You know what? He does seem to be a lot more loose this year. A lot of times I think these guys get in trouble with themselves by playing, GM, and trying to, if I do this, then I'll get brought up, and then if I do that, and I think he's kind of just come to grips with, all I can do is play and play well, and that'll take care of itself. I noticed yesterday he really caught my attention. I thought he'd hit one off the wall and right, and then I see the fans moving around, and the ball actually got in the seats. I mean, and it got out of the park in a hurry. In fact, I probably should have looked it up on stat, on the tracker to see how fast it got out of the park, because he really got into it. But, that would be a nice problem for the Rays to have if this guy suddenly became a versatile guy who could produce with the bat. So, I think they're definitely, with some thought there that they probably need to find out, about him and about Beckham moving forward to next year.
Yeah, if he could kind of become what I think they thought he was on his way up through the minors. One more thing I wanted to touch on with you, Bill. Most people in the country may not be aware of the Irish-American Baseball Hall of Fame, but I know you got a chance to stop by Foley's here in Manhattan. Guy Gallagher, Rays visiting clubhouse manager, inducted. Now, in New York City, it's more of a well-known thing. Foley's is a baseball bar, and they have the plaques on the wall for the Irish-American Baseball Hall of Fame, and a lot of the faces on those plaques are very recognizable. Guy Gallagher's wouldn't be, but what did... How did a visiting clubhouse manager make his way into this Hall of Fame?
Well, supposedly, he's just known around baseball as being the best. So, it makes quite an impression when you are traveling around to different places. And, if you've never been in a visiting clubhouse, they put out the spread. They cater to everything, a player wants. I mean, it's major league treatment for major leaguers. So if you're the creme de la creme of that, you're pretty good.
Very cool. And he went in a fairly big group with, I think there was a sports writer involved. I think Kevin Millar, former player and now works obviously at MLB Network, also went in. It's always a fun afternoon at Foley's when they induct a new class into the Irish American Baseball Hall of Fame. All right, great stuff. As always, Bill, this has been MLB.com Extras, our Rays edition. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.